Or if he puts her away and then goes and marries somebody else, he's guilty of fornication. Here, I'm talking about an innocent person now. I'm not talking about two who decide they won't live together anymore, get a divorce, and one waits on the other to commit fornication in order then to remarry. I'm talking about an innocent person who's been put away by a man or a woman who's been put away and then later goes out and remarries and may have his eye on somebody when the divorce takes place. The innocent party may remarry on the basis of fornication.